I didn't have any really history in business. I bartended through college.
27-year-old Maren Donovan is now the CEO of her own international company called Zirtual. She had the idea for providing virtual executive assistance, but what she didn't know was
how to get incorporated, how to raise money.
Enter the Founders Institute, a Palo Alto-based school for entrepreneurs.
It was like startup boot camp for me.
This is not a MBA where you learn great theory. This is a really practical school of hard knocks.
That's founder Adeo Ressi, who has mentors come in to score the students' plans for launching their business.
4-5-2, second five.
You're rating high. What happened? We could have had
So, like, what you have written as the summary should be thrown out.
In this class, Veronica Maldonado was in the hot seat.
As a scientist, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I don't have the connections and even how to launch my idea.
The average student is 34 years old. They pay just under $1,000 for 14 weeks of a crash course in entrepreneurship. CEO Phil Libin with Evernote is one of the mentors.
You know, whether you have a stupid idea or a great idea, it's still going to be the same amount of work, the same amount of commitment. So, you know, if you can find out, you know, that you have a bad idea before you just waste the 10 years of your life, I think that's a good thing.
60% of these students will not make it through the program, so intense is the scrutiny. But another mentor, Dan Arkind, CEO of JobScore, sees this as a golden opportunity.
It's really institutionalized one of the things that really works and that's special about Silicon Valley, which is the ability to get an audience with other people who have done it before. The most valuable information that you're going to get is from someone else who's been an entrepreneur. It's not about a theory. It's not about what's on the wall. It's not about looking at what Procter & Gamble did. It's like, well, I was here, and here's what I did, and it worked, or I was here, and here's what I did, and it didn't work.
It worked for graduate Gagan Biani, whose company Udemy has just racked up $2 million in sales. For him, the networking was the most important part.
Because those entrepreneurs may end up becoming your co-founders, or they may end up becoming your business partners, or they may connect you to other people who could make or break your business.
So far, 565 companies have been successfully launched from this for-profit institute. That translates into the creation of 5,000 jobs.
It takes the whole climbing the corporate ladder part out of it, and you instead build the ladder. So there's no glass ceilings to hit. You can hire whoever you want, and you can do U.S.-based job creation.
Hopefully, you don't just create a job for yourself, but you create a job for others.
I would expect that in the next year, I would be funded and be able to hire full-time the great people that are waiting to work for me.
And you'd be the boss.
Yes.
Spoken like a true CEO. I'm Leslie Brinkley with this Spotlight 810.